Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Last month we told you the story of the Academy. That is the Academy Awards Academy. The Academy decided that they would put in a new category for the Oscars deemed Achievement in Popular Film.
Yeah.
Where, you know, all the movies that people actually saw instead of The Shape of Water and movies like that would get recognized. And we thought it was weird. I don't think it's a terrible idea if they're worried about eyeballs tuning into the Academy Awards television broadcast. But at the same time, it's weird and it kind of cheapens what they're actually going after. Well, they've decided after all the backlash to postpone that idea. They were all set for it to be ready for the Oscars next year. But now they're saying that that category, quote, merits further study and will no longer appear as part of the February ceremony.
Well, it's just kind of to, you know, placate the riffraff that they don't think is, cultured enough to deal with the movies that really need to be honored. You know, if you want that, okay, you can deal with that, but we've got the real other awards that we want as well.
Like The Shape of Water.
Like The Shape of Water.
Right. Nothing wrong with The Shape of Water, Holmes.
It wasn't the best movie of the year, though.
It was weird.
Of course it was weird. It was about a sea monster having sex with some lady.
Yes, and that's weird.
In water.
That's weird.
Or is it?
Yeah, it is.
I smell fish.
That would have been her saying it.
Ew.
How the tables have turned.
You know, he wasn't even like a hot sea monster either.
No.
No, he was not.
I mean, he was built.
He had good possible.
I mean, he had a good body.
He was cut.
Yeah.
Like he had abs and stuff like that.
Dude, sea monster was ripped.
Would you?
Hey.
What?
You remember the movie with Brigitte Bardot?
Hey.
Hey,
what about
the legend,
it?
Hey.
The Legend of Boggy Creek.
Hey.
No.
You don't?
Boggy?
I remember. Yeah, I remember it. I didn't see it, but I remember that it was out.
Did she hook up with the monster?
I never heard that.
It was back in her heyday and, you know, wearing like the cut because she ran through the woods and had the full shirt on that miraculously got cut into a perfect tank top.
Right.
Hey, now.
When she hit a tree. Are you looking at it?
Brigitte Bardot is in this?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm wondering if she eventually hooked up with the man from Boggy Creek or whatever. The monster.
It's...
All I'm saying is weird stuff happens in movies.
Yeah. You don't see her in this, dude.
I know.
Oh, it's not her?
No, I don't see a Brigitte Bardot in any of the cast.
Well...
That would be a pretty weird film for Brigitte Bardot.
Don't act like Brigitte Bardot was Meryl Streep.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying
she didn't do nothing.
I'm just saying that would be a pretty weird film for her to make. She made mostly Euro films and stuff.
She did very little.
And you saw this movie.
Yeah, I did.
This came out in 72.
And this is on TV?
No, there's another Boggy Creek.
Well, there's
movie
a whole bunch. There's Return to Boggy Creek from 77.
This was in the 80s.
Okay, Boggy Creek 2 and The Legend Continues. That was 85.
I don't know. She was in one of them.
You're crazy.
Boggy Creek Jr.
There was some sort of monster sex going on in there. Well... Too bad, popular film people, you will not get your wish if, in fact, that was your wish. HBO, Mike, has renewed both Insecure.
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Wonderful.
Pretty happy about that?
Extremely. It's fantastic.
And Ballers.
Mike.
Even better.
Oh, boy.
That's a strong Sunday night lineup, Corby.
It wasn't Brigitte Bardot, bro.
It wasn't.
I mean, she wasn't even in any movies past 73.
All right, I'm telling you right now, Brigitte Bardot, am I thinking of somebody who was in Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
Well, Sally
her.
Kellerman?
Her.
Sally Kellerman?
No, that played his wife that he dumped.
Oh, Adrienne Barbeau.
Adrienne Barbeau.
That was Swamp Thing.
She was Swamp Thing.
Yes,
not
that's
even
it.
Close on any of it.
Boggy Creek and Swamp Thing.
I'm destroying the internet. My computer is sizzling trying to...
I was close.
Trying to keyword together Bridget Bardot and Boggy Creek.
Adrienne Barbeau. With a B.
You are re... Ridiculous.
That was Carol on Maud. You know that?
Yeah, she was hot.
Oh, yeah. Very. Juggy, too.
And I think she had sex with Swamp Thing.
Wasn't she also in Escape from New York?
Yes.
With
Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
That movie was kick-ass. She was in Sons, remember?
Snake Plissken.
She's still with us?
Adrienne Barbeau.
Alive at the age of 73.
Get you some, Mike.
All right.
You need to call her.
I do.
Get her on the air for this segment, Danny.
All right. She's probably easy to land.
Ballers and Insecure both renewed for a fourth season. There's going to be another television reboot, Mike. I know for a fact that you did not watch this, unless maybe your daughter did back in the day, but I bet you this was too teeny early adult for her, because it was on in the 90s. She was born in what, 88, 87? Yeah. Party of Five is coming back.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Man, I was a P1.
What was this?
Yeah, I didn't figure you had much of an idea what this was all about.
Did you watch this, Cooper?
I did not. Certainly aware of it, but it seemed too... Everyone was too sad.
Oh, it's basically what that it. This Is Life or whatever that new show, This Is Us. It's basically that.
This Is Gay.
Yeah, where
he loves This Is Us, though.
They lost their parents, right? In a combine accident or something?
Yeah, something like that. No, that's how granddads lose digits.
That's right. Something happened to the parents or whatever, and
you ever saw an 80-year-old man in the 70s that had half of a thumb combine?
Right.
Always combine.
So this focus on five siblings, Party of Five, five kids. It ran for 6 years in the 90s. Maybe made it to the aughts. I'm not sure. I feel like it was like 95 to 2000. Could have been a little bit earlier.
94 to 2000.
Okay.
And who was in this?
A lot of big
Scott
names.
Scott Wolf. Well, not really. Neve Campbell ended up being... Who else was in it? Scott Wolf?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Neve Campbell, and the main guy.
Matthew Fox.
Yeah, Matthew Fox, who's been
what
a long-time TV star.
He was in Lost. He was Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
watch
Lost.
The most famous TV show ever, almost.
All right, now Neve Campbell, I know.
Yeah, you know her
from
Wild Things.
Wild Things.
Yeah.
Mm. With that threesome with Denise Richards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't say it like that.
Oh, yeah. Also from what? House
Jennifer
of Cards?
Love Hewitt.
House of Cards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it appears that this is going to be rebooted.
I just know Jennifer Love Hewitt from Tank Top.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know about her.
Well, I'm sure she's a wonderful, intelligent, creative woman.
She was
woman,
in a show called like Ghost Man or
Ghost Whisperer.
Ghost Woman? Yeah, Ghost Whisperer.
Man.
Or Ghost Woman.
Look, I'm getting my facts a little bit screwed up here in E! News.
You're swerving all over the road, man.
I'm sorry. Speaking of swerving all over the road and not knowing what I'm talking about, there's a movie that's coming out that they're going to say it's going to debut this weekend, and it's going to make $45 million, which would double its budget in week one. That movie is The Nun. It's a horror movie. Not a horror movie, a horror movie
called
The Nun. The Nun? How's a nun? That's like naming your horror movie The Puppy. Like
The Nun.
Rough.
The Nun?
Maybe the nun has supernatural powers.
I don't know, man. They say that... All right, this is another thing that I missed out on, and I apologize to everybody if you saw this and you thought it was the scariest thing ever. But The Conjuring, this is part of The Conjuring, which was, you know, nouveau horror movies from the last 10, 15 years or whatever, and they've had multiple Conjurings, and now they're having multiple spinoffs of The Conjuring. The Nun is a spinoff of The Conjuring 2. And
what?
The Conjuring debuted to $42 million, followed by $40 million for the sequel. And then there was a spinoff of The Conjuring called Annabelle, which I remember seeing a preview for that. That debuted at $40 million as well. And then Annabelle Creation, another... These things just print money. These horror movies print money, man. The Nun cost $22 million to produce, and they say that, yes, that it's going to double. I just can't find nuns scary, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
By the way, have you guys seen the trailer for the Jennifer Garner action thriller called Peppermint?
No.
Where she plays like Jason Bourne, like girl Bourne?
No, I have not.
Have you, Danny?
No.
It looks so ridiculous.
Cool,
man. Can you guys take girl Bourne seriously? Like, there was another gal who did that. I can't remember who it was that was in one of those movies where they were just some sort of crazy spy superhero. It may have been Scarlett Johansson that was in one of those. I can't do that.
Why not?
And I don't mean to be sexist, but...
Oh, of course not.
They can't be as badass and mean and karate-driven as the dudes
can. Real Bourne can.
Right. It's all about good karate, man. Chicks can't do karate.
Okay.
Charlize Theron was in one recently, too.
Yes. What was that called?
Atomic Blonde.
Yeah. And it just didn't... I don't know. It didn't do much for me. What was the one with ScarJo? It was like a
stupid
number.
Bitch.
Delete that forever.
God.
It was called like 21 or 11 or 7 or... I don't know, man. Well, whatever.
Did you smoke weed before the show today? It sounds like it. Maybe a little cookie before you news,
I
man.
Ate a cookie before I drove to Arlington.
Maybe it was an accident.
In one of the weird claims of the week.
Well, you went to see your parents. Did you have a cookie over there?
Yeah, Chuck gave me a cookie. Asia Argento, who is disputing, she's the former boyfriend. No, don't play that. Of Anthony Bourdain. She was also part of the Me Too movement.
Uh-huh.
Then it turned out that she sexually assaulted a 17-year-old boy.
She YouTube'd.
Yes. And then she claims that that's a bunch of BS, that guy assaulted her. Well, now she's saying...
I thought she was saying it was extortion.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
Like her and Anthony paid him off to keep it out of the papers.
To shut him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to damage his career.
Now they're saying Jimmy Buffett accused her of sexual assault. Jimmy Buffett.
That doesn't make sense.
Jimmy Buffett.
How did he enter this scene?
That's like an Onion story.
Oh, wait. Jimmy Bennett. I'm sorry.
That's the kid's Jimmy name Buffett. Is Jimmy Bennett. I'm thinking, Jimmy Bennett?
What the hell is happening today?
Jimmy Buffett.
Clearly he's high.
He is.
Clearly.
Baked. Not just high.
Yeah, Jimmy Bennett is the guy that accused her.
But now Jimmy Buffett is involved.
I was like, why did Jimmy Buffett get dragged into this?
All
he wants to do is drink margaritas and stay on the beach.
And eat cheeseburgers in paradise. And here's old Asia Argento trying to handle up on his ding-a-ling.
Look, I read this earlier, this name there without my glasses on, and I'm like, wow, Jimmy Buffett's involved in this.
That's what's going on here.
Oh.
Because you've been squinting at that thing all day.
Where are your glasses?
I know.
You old man.
Jimmy Buffett. Woof, man, I am high. All right.
Real quick, did you mention... I was probably looking up Adrian Barbeau and Swamp Thing. But did you mention that the new Party of Five is going to be Mexican Party of Five?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Well, according to this...
Party of Cinco.
The new iteration of Party of Five is
and
a...
And iteration.
I corrected myself, is a modern twist on the original series, following the five Buendia's children as they struggle to survive as a family after their parents are deported to Mexico.
Oh, no. So we're now it's updated to have a
yes.
political flair.
Bienvenidos, Fiesta de Cinco!
All right, we got to take a break because Burt Reynolds is dead.